This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The archery deer hunt is off to a good start. Upland game hunting is just getting underway, and fall fishing is looking fabulous. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, things are indeed looking good if you're a fall fisherman. We'll be taking a look at that a little bit deeper in the program, but as we mentioned earlier, the archery hunt is going strong. And in fact, though, the deer harvest is still running behind the same period last year, Illinois archers continue to report much better success during the nearly 3.5 month long season that began October 1st. Results from the first 27 days of October show hunter success rates still behind last year's total for the same period. During this period, Illinois deer hunters had harvested 17,967 whitetails, and the figures are down from those in 2012. Last year's total during this same period was 19,225. Now, as of October 27th, the harvest consisted of 66% does and 34% males. The top five counties for archery harvest during the first 27 days are Pike with 673, Fulton with 510, Jefferson with 459, Vermilion with 366, and Joe Davies with 365. Now, results from our local counties show Calhoun County archers bagging 172 deer, which is down from 213 last year. In Greene County, the harvest stood at 210, 55 fewer than a year ago. Archers in Macoupin County have recorded 267 whitetails, some 43 less, while Morgan County hunters tagged 141 deer, down by 15 from last year. The archery harvest in Jersey County for the first 27 days was 189 compared to 180 a year ago. The Madison County harvest stood at 310, 79 fewer than 2012. And Montgomery County hunters had bagged 232 deer compared to 248 last year. The Illinois archery deer season continues through January 19th, and the season temporarily closes during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting, and those are November 22nd through the 24th and December 5th through the 8th. And if you're a waterfowler, things are off to a good start at the Mississippi River area as well. In fact, hunters enjoyed very good success during the opening weekend. Hunters reported good action in most areas. The hunters on the Batchtown area harvested 441 ducks on opening day and 265 on the second day. Here, opening weekend harvest was 43% over the long-term average, and a total of 328 hunters participated for an average of 2.15 ducks per hunter. At Godar, hunters bagged 489 ducks on the season opener and 242 the following day. They were 99% over the long-term average. The 211 hunters enjoyed a bird-per-man average of 3.46 ducks. At the Glades, hunters harvested 334 ducks per opening day and 151 on the second day. This was 94.4% over the long-term average, and the bird-per-man average was 2.55 for 190 hunters. And at the 217 Calhoun Point hunters took 210 ducks for a bird-per-man average of 0.97. It was one of the lowest. At Stump Lake, 308 waterfowlers harvested 464 ducks for a bird-per-man average of 1.51. Stump Lake was the only area below their long-term average, and that was by 9%. The overall MRA harvest for the period was 2,596 ducks, and this is 31% over the long-term average. Overall, 1,254 hunters averaged a little better than two birds per man. And there has been some discussion over the new ATV law. As a part of the IDNR sustainability bill passed last fall, certain off-highway vehicles will need a permit sticker, but this does not begin until April of 2014. The stickers are $15 and will be available for purchase at any DNR direct license vendor in 2014. Now, exemptions to the OHV usage stamp requirements include golf carts, OHVs owned and used by units of government, and OHVs operated on lands where the owner permanently resides. Exemptions does not apply to clubs and associations. Also exempt from the OHV operated on lands leased for hunting on recreational purposes are OHVs used by outfitters, OHVs used for activities associated with farming and livestock production, OHVs used for sanctioned national international competition, and OHVs used on OHV grant assisted sites, which is an off-highway vehicle access decal is displayed. So those are the only exemptions. And we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more right after these messages.
Do you have something to buy?
Yes.
Sell?
Yes.
Trade?
I love the trade.
Then the WSMI Trading Post is for you.
Really?
I just wanted to call you and thank you for selling my futon.
Trading Post success story. There you go.
Beautiful.
Good morning, Scott and friend. Hey, I have...
Superstar.
Hollywood over here? Hey, Hollywood.
Leave me alone. I'll be in my dressing room.
Hear the Post weekday mornings at 9:45 on WSMI AM 1540.
Okay, we're back. And as we mentioned, fishing is going strong at each of Illinois' three large core lakes, as well as our own local lakes. However, many of our local lakes do have a duck hunting policy, so be sure to be advised of the local rules and regulations before heading out on any one of our local waters. Now, at Lake Shelbyville, the cooler weather has the crappie going strong now. With the cooler nights we've experienced, they're seeing a lot of the bait move back out in the shallows and out of the shallows, and the crappie are following. They're going to the mid-depth brush piles and being caught, and anglers are catching good numbers of fish. In the south end, things are a little bit different. They're fishing down trees and brush in about 15 to 20 feet of water, but they're still catching good numbers of crappie. The same goes for Carlisle, where the crappie bite has been superb. Anglers are finding very good success fishing shallow water brush with minnows and jigs. And at Wren Lake, there's a combination of deep water crappie as well as shallow water crappie. Plenty of crappie are being caught, and many of these are coming from both types of areas. So, and there's some great crappie fishing to be enjoyed at all three of our core lakes as well as our local lakes. And if you're a waterfowl hunter, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is again allowing hunting on the Okaw wetlands this year at Lake Shelbyville. This is going to be on a first-come, first-served basis during the present waterfowl season. Hunters may enter the wetlands just after 12 a.m. the day they plan on hunting. Shooting hours are a half hour before sunrise until 1 p.m. and the blinds must be vacated and hunters out of the area no later than 2 p.m. Now, hunters may note that the hunting conditions will differ this year due to the levees being overtopped this spring. Here, the water went over the levee and covered the land, and due to the wet conditions, crops were not planted. However, moist soil plants are present, and the water has been pumped in to cover them. Now, hunting will be allowed from the existing blinds. One blind, which blind number 3, is designed for hunters with disabilities. Another blind 10, is a group blind capable of holding 4 hunters. Odd number blinds can only be used for hunting on Saturday and Sunday, and even number blinds can only be used on Tuesday and Thursday. Hunting is not allowed on Monday, Thursday, and Friday. For more information, you can contact the Lake Shelbyville Project Office at 217-774-3951. And if you're interested in deer hunting and want to help out some people, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Shelbyville is again hosting their 24th annual Deer Hunt for People with Disabilities, and that will be held November 22nd through the 24th, and volunteers are needed with this effort to assist in the hunt. Volunteers will be helping hunters get from to and from the blinds, tracking, field dressing, dragging deer out of the woods, and helping around the deer camp. They also need volunteers for morning and evenings to help set up the food, make coffee, and clean up after the meals. A hunter volunteer orientation and dinner will be held November 21st. Now, the hunt camp is based out of the Okaw Bluff group houses located just south of Sullivan on Route 32. All meals are provided to volunteers, and lodging arrangements are available on site. If you are interested in helping with the event and they do need help, you can give Tyler Gobble a call. He's the Natural Resources Specialist with the Corps at 217-774-3951. That number again is 217-774-3951. So this is a great opportunity to help with a wonderful event, and it will make many, many people very happy. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hickon.